Alright, fellas, welcome to the first episode of With Brandon Basil here. This is going to be electric. Let's get this thing going. It's going to be tough. My first podcast ever, so please be nice. This shit's crazy. This shit's hard, so, you know, let's get it cracking. Alright, just a little overview about myself, guys. A sport management major, kind of in between jobs right now. Fucking starting a podcast, you know, doing what unemployed people do at this point. Do random things and hope something works out. So, I hope you're along for this ride with me, and let's get it going. All right, first topic of the day, fellas, opening night. Opening night is going to be an interesting one. Warriors versus Lakers, Curry versus LeBron, maybe LeBron's last season. Who knows? I think it probably is, but you never know with this guy. He seems to come out every year with something new, something we haven't seen before. And then we see him dunking on people, dropping 40, and we're like, oh, maybe he will stick around for another 3 years. Maybe the Tom Brady of the NBA someday here. But, you know, I think that's going to be a good game, Curry versus LeBron, especially if it is LeBron's last season. Great way to start the season. Rockets versus Thunder, I feel like, is a very weird pick. Rockets lost in the first round to the Warriors, and then the Thunder won the championship. So that's a very interesting opening night. I don't know why they would do that other than making KD watch the Thunder ring ceremony, which seems kind of gruesome. Adam Silver, that's crazy. But I can't believe he would do something like that, but, you know, KD's going to be sitting there watching a ring ceremony that he never could make happen because he left and went to the Warriors. So, I guess it's you know, payback in due time. That's how it goes. So, will these game ones be interesting? Will these opening nights be interesting? I think Warriors-Lakers, for sure, no doubt. Rockets-Thunder, I don't know, rising star Men Thompson, KD coming back, you know, to now on a new team playing his former team. I don't know. I think the Thunder might blow the heck out of them. They might kill them, honestly. But the Warriors versus Lakers ones, I think, will be a great start to this season. But, you know, they also released the Christmas Day games as well. And those are kind of interesting. Cavs versus Knicks is the first one that, you know, we're going to talk about here. And I think the Cavs were amazing last season, and they're going to be good this season too. Hopefully Donovan Mitchell and Darius Garland, you know, put on a show this season. And the Knicks, you know, they fell a little bit short, and I think they really didn't make any good changes to their team. They didn't bolster where they needed to. I do not think they're going to win a championship this year, but the East is open, so you never know at this point. Next matchup, we got Spurs versus Thunder. Honestly, I don't know why choose the Spurs other than Wemby. Like, Wemby's a great person to watch on Christmas. Yeah, let's go watch the alien play. But, brother, what? Like, I don't want to watch the Spurs play the Thunder, honestly. Like, Thunder, good team, won championship, of course, we talked about that. But the Spurs, up and coming, what did they win, like 20, 30 games last season? Weren't even over 500. They're not a good enough team to be playing on Christmas like that. It's crazy, so I don't know why they're doing that. Now, I could honestly eat my words there, and the Spurs could be insane coming into this next year, and Dylan Harper could go crazy. They could have Stephon Castle over 20 points per game. They could have Wemby over 20 points per game in MVP running and Defensive Player of the Year running. So, yeah, I could definitely be wrong with that, and the Spurs could be a great watch against the Thunder. But now we on to the Rockets-Lakers. Rockets, they're giving Rockets everything. Mostly because of KD. We all know that's from KD. KD's carrying the publicity of that team. And now Amen Thompson on the rise is going to be something really cool to watch too. So I'm not opposed to that at all. And I think it'll be really fun to watch LeBron, you know, always a great player to have on Christmas. And maybe his last year, as I said earlier, maybe his last time playing on Christmas. Why not put the Lakers again? The NBA loves the Lakers, but you know who they left out? The Celtics. Wow. Tatum, Achilles in playoffs, and now he's down, out for the season, maybe coming back late season, but I think that's doubtful. I think he'll rest up and then come back next season, but, you know, I think they're a sleeper team as well, but they really just said, the Celtics ain't playing. Nah, we're going to put the Spurs, we'll put the Timberwolves, we'll put the Mavs, put every other team ahead of them. So I think it happens, and it really shows, you know, how much Tatum means to that team overall. But the next game that we're talking about here, Mavs versus Warriors. Now, the Mavs, Kyrie, I don't know what his timetable looks like. I don't know when he's going to return from his knee injury. Hopefully sometime soon this season. But, you know, they got the number one pick, Cooper Flagg. That's always going to be interesting. But we don't know until the season starts how good this kid's going to be. He could be generational. He could be kind of a bust, but it's looking like he's going to be generational. You got AD as well, who also, I think, could also, you know, win DPOY. He's been a sleeper for multiple years on the DPOY running, and I'm surprised he hasn't won it already. So, but the Mavericks versus Warriors, that's a good game. That's something people want to watch. Everybody wants to watch Steph. And Steph versus the Mavericks, especially if Kyrie's back. Yeah, people are tuning into that game. Timberwolves versus Nuggets. We love this. We love Timberwolves versus Nuggets. Great playoff, you know, prediction, honestly. It's happened, what? Not last year, but the year before. They played each other. And it's a great game to watch, honestly. Timberwolves, Ant's electric. He's always out there going crazy. And Jokic, even though he wants to go home and ride his horses, he's balling. He's balling. He's always balling. And now they got a new-look team, adding Cam Johnson. And, gosh, what's his name? I don't even... Dude, the big off the bench, I'm blanking. I don't know why I'm blanking right now. I know what he looks like, but we'll leave it at that. Oh, Jonas Valanciunas. I'm tripping. Yeah, Jonas Valanciunas. They got a new big off the bench who originally we thought was going to go to Europe. Now he's coming back, and he's going to play. So I think that team's going to be scary. The Nuggets are going to be good. Jokic might retire if they win another championship. Honestly, go back to his horses real quick. So see what happens there. Well, speaking of Jokic, we're also going to be talking about the MVP frontrunners. I think Jokic is always going to be in that front running until he retires. Because I think he's going to retire early. I think he's going to retire in his early 30s. Just because I don't think he wants to be here. He sees it as a job. He sees it as something, you know, to-do list. Oh, I got to go to work today. Oh, this sucks. So I think Jokic will be in MVP running for the next 2 or 3 years. And next year is no joke. He should have won it last year. Sorry, Shea. Shea was good, but Jokic had a generational season statistically, and just watching him play was insane. So even though he doesn't care about his job, well, he does care about his job, but he doesn't have passion for his job. He is, God, he is a good player, and he should have won it last year. And Shea should not have won it. But Shea was a great scorer, great player, had a great season, had a great team with J-Dub on his side, basically like a new rendition of Tatum and Brown, kind of like two heavy scorers who can play great D. Well, Shea's actually not a great defensive player. I'll get into that. Why not? Because I know people are going to hate on me for calling Shea not a good defensive player when he was averaging like 1 to 2 steals a game or something. And in the playoffs, he was averaging like 2 to 3 or something. And he had like 3 or 4 steal games and stuff like that. But his blow-by percentage was terrible. He couldn't play defense. Like, yeah, he can poke the ball, but he's always going to sell out for, like, back taps or going for the ball. So I think, I don't know. I feel like the MVP should be kind of, like, an all-around thing, and having that high of a blow-by percentage, same with, like, Luka in the playoffs in 24. He was awful on defense. He was terrible. And that's why the Celtics absolutely carved him up. And then Brown was playing great D. So I think those two guys, their defenses, people think they're good on defense, but they're really not. And Luka might come out and be on a vengeance tour this season, which I think is a high, high possibility. We've seen him in that magazine. We've seen him out there working out. We've seen him going crazy. Ooh, I don't know, man. It might be Luka's season to win that MVP. I don't know, man. He's got the potential. He's got the ceiling. He's working out all the time. He might be playing better defense. He's definitely going to be playing offense because we know Luka. And I think he's going to put up some great numbers. But I think the one thing holding him back is LeBron, Reeves, those guys that are, you know, they want the ball too. So I think LeBron's different than Kyrie. I think Kyrie, you know, gets his buckets, gets his stuff, but I think LeBron needs to hold on to the ball and needs to facilitate just like Luka does, which can kind of limit him, and that's a problem. So we're going to have to see how Luka plays with LeBron next season as well, even though he was playing great when he did. But I think Luka, SGA, and Jokic are going to be, you know, at the top again. But I think we got Ant and Giannis in there as well. And I think Ant's a big sleeper. I think Ant could really have a breakout year and win MVP. That's something that he's played great, but he's been inconsistent. He's been consistently the best player on that team, But there's times where he just can't, which that's fine. Like, every player has those moments. Every player has bad games, but he's so young. He's got so much time and so much potential that I think he's going to make that leap next season. I think Ant's going to be top three in the MVP race, definitely, like, later in the season, I think, like February, March. I think he's going to be top three for a while, if not top two or even top one for a while during the season. So we'll see how that goes. Giannis is always going to be in it because he's just a powerhouse. Holy crap. And dude, the crazy thing is, though, American drought in this MVP race. So I'm kind of rooting for Ant to win. I think a lot of Americans are rooting for Ant to win, which it's kind of crazy that we're like, oh, now we're ganging up on Europe. Like, on Europe and Canada. Well, SJ's an outlier, I guess, but he's from America and not the States. So maybe like a States guy, like the Ant would be, like Ant would be something that would be very, very fun to watch. I think seeing him win would be really cool because that passion and that drive, yeah, him winning that would be sick. But I think there's also some sleepers. I know a bunch of people are going to be like, oh, crap, why are you saying this? There's no way. Jaylen Brown, honestly, number one option on a team that isn't rebuilding. They're just retooling. He has the chance to carry this team to a top five seed. They're not going to miss the playoffs. Without Tatum, they're still a good team. So I think Brown has the ability to be in the MVP race and average 30 a game and average probably around 6-7 assists a game, turn into a little bit more of a facilitator. And if they keep Simons around, it's like, Simons with 20-plus points a game, this team's going to be scary. So I think Brown, honestly, a sleeper in the MVP race. But I'm not sure who else would be a sleeper. Brown, for sure. I know people are going to hate on that take, and it's a crazy take in my mind, too. But I think there's potential there. There's, like, I think it's a big, like, what if, honestly. So we'll see what happens there and see what happens. Well, yeah. But DPOY, honestly, I think we know who's going to win it next year. If he stays healthy, if, that's the big word, if, Wemby. Wemby will win it if he's healthy the whole season, which I doubt. When you're 7'4", dude, you're going to have injuries, and you're not going to have a long career, honestly, when you're that tall. Like, what, Yao had a short career. Porzingis is probably the longest career for being that tall, but he's been injury-riddled. Like, the Celtics did not have him, like, at all last season. He had this whole, like, influenza spurt and all these different things that were going on. So I think there was a big cap, especially on those guys that are so tall. And I think Wemby is going to have that cap, but he is so young. So I think he could get through a couple good seasons. But I do think he's going to have a fall off at some point. Just because 7'4", dude, you can't last that long. The strain that the NBA puts on your body and the things that you have to do to stay healthy in the NBA is insane. So I think Wemby, if he's healthy for those, what, 65-game cap in the CBA, he's going to win it. He's going to win it. AD, I think, is going to be in the running. Evan Mobley is going to be in the running again if he stays healthy all season. But did y'all see that, too, the picture? I don't – that picture of Mobley, bro, he looks like he's on the roids. He needs to get drug tested. I don't know if that's real. I don't know if I'm getting bamboozled over here, but that picture is insane. I can't show y'all because we on a podcast, but damn, that, no, there's no way. There's no way that's him. He can't, no. He can't look like that. There's no way. But if he looks like that beginning of the season, say goodbye. Wemby might lose the DPOY. And I also think a sleeper in DPOY, other than, you know, Wemby, AD, and Evan Mobley, would be Dyson Daniels, honestly. Another guard to win it since Smart, and he's a great player, great on-ball defender. Way, like, one of the best on-ball defenders in the league, and also the best hands in the league. Like, the best, by far. He's always causing havoc. He's always poking the ball out. It's impressive, honestly. So I think those guys are going to be high runners, and I think it's Wemby's year to win it, but also we could see a surprise in, like, a Dyson Daniels. But with what Wemby's numbers he can put up, like, 3 blocks, 2 steals a game. It's like, dude, with those numbers, the media and the fans and all these people are definitely going to side towards Wemby, especially like voting for these awards. Yeah, people are going to be like, oh, let's look at the statistics. That's all we have to look at. Let's don't watch him play. But Wemby's statistics do translate to watching him play because he is crazy. His length is nuts. All right, let's move on to the next awards that we're going to talk about here. We're going to talk about Rookie of the Year. I think there's really just two guys that I'm looking at, Dylan Harper, Cooper Flagg. I think everybody knows Cooper Flagg. He's going to come in, but I think his biggest limiter is the team that he's playing on. The team's good. They shouldn't have got the first pick. They had minimal chance to win the lottery, and they won it. Jeez, Nico, you got lucky, man. But damn, I don't know. He's not going to get as much time as we think, and I don't think he's going to – his averages aren't going to look as good. But that same goes for Dylan Harper because Castle and all these other guys that, you know, are good, Vassell, you got Keldon, you got all these different guys, Sochan, that are eating up minutes on the Spurs, and you got to carve out a role, especially on the Spurs. There's so much young talent and so much potential. They kind of have to choose – where do we want to go? What direction do we want to go? Do we want to play Dylan Harper more than Castle? Or do we want to have Castle just flourish into this 25-point-per-game scorer? Or do we want to have Harper kind of come off the bench, which I think is the best option, is just have him. That's what they're going to do, honestly. They're going to have him come off the bench. But then what are you going to do with Carter Bryant? Are you going to have Carter Bryant, like, how many minutes are these guys going to get? There's a lot of guys that have the potential, but not enough minutes to fit them in. So I think it's going to be between Dylan Harper, Cooper Flagg, and we'll see what happens there. But honestly, my sleeper pick is going to be Dylan Harper, honestly. I think Cooper Flagg's not going to have enough time to do anything just because of all the guys eating up minutes already, especially the vets, and the fact that they definitely do want to make a playoff push, and they don't want to just sit down and relax and give up. So, yeah. Next awards, honestly, that I'll talk about here. Most improved player, probably the last awards I'll talk about. I won't talk about All-NBA or anything like that, but I'll talk a little bit about playoff teams and who I see flourishing. But Nembhard and Mathurin, Pacers, man, those guys. With Halliburton now, it's their time. Mathurin, young, made some bad decisions in the playoffs, kind of had some, you know, iffy games, but he had great games. He had games where he was the catalyst to them winning those games. I think Nembhard or Mathurin are, you know, they're on the top to win this. I think Mathurin could be all-star potential in his career, like high all-star potential. He's young. He's got it. He's got the athleticism. He just needs to get a little bit, you know, more mature and then move on and kind of find his own role, carve his own role out before Halliburton comes back. And I think this team is going to be scary. I don't think the Pacers are out of contention at all. Siakam's a great player, and Nembhard is going to flourish as well. So I think those two guys are big ones to watch out for. But I also got Amen Thompson in that running too. You've seen him this offseason working with Davion, one of the best guard defenders. They've been grinding. He's been grinding. He's got crazy athleticism. If you watch him play even a little bit, that dude is nuts. He can jump out the room, dude. He'll make you go, what just happened? He just sent that thing into the fifth row, and then he's staring down your favorite player, and you're like, damn, what's this guy doing? Like, what is he on something? No, he's just young, got fresh legs. It's like that Blake Griffin legs, man. He's ready. He's primed. He's athletic. He's got everything. He just needs that shooting. He needs the maturity, of course, that I talked about with Mathurin. He just needs a little bit more of that and a little bit more patience. But I also think KD is going to limit how much he's going to be able to, you know, play and score. But he is probably going to be not the second. Like, you got LP on that team, too. You got Sengun. So he's, I don't know. It's just hard to find, like, is he really going to carve out that big of a role with these guys now? KD's probably trying to average 25 a night. And then you got LP who passes the ball. So I think that's a great fit. And then we'll see what happens. But another two guys that I'm not going to fret on too much, but Denny Avdija with, you know, Simons out. Simons coming to the Celtics. It's time for Avdija to show he's worth it. And he's got that. And he does. If you watch him play, Which I know a lot of people are like, I don't want Trailblazers to play. I don't tune into those games, but it's actually fun to watch, especially when Simons is playing too. Simons, Scoot's got potential too coming up this season, but Denny Avdia is a really fun player to watch and a very, very good player at that. He makes the right play. He's a great finisher at the rack. He can shoot the ball. He can do everything. And the last player I'm going to say, Jalen Johnson, honestly. Jalen Johnson, come on. Like, Trae Young, Jalen Johnson. Jalen Johnson's primed to have a huge leap this season. And I think that's a big, big, big thing that I think we got to watch out for is Jalen Johnson coming in hot. Coming in hot. Yeah. But I think my top three in the running for MIP, Nembhard, Mathurin, Amen Thompson. And then I think I think it's either going to be Nembhard or Mathurin, but they're not both going to be in the running. I mean, it's just going to be one. So I would throw Denny Avdia in that third position, and I'd probably throw like Amen in that one, and then Nembhard or Mathurin at the two, kind of. So we'll see what happens there. Kind of all NBA teams. I don't know what to expect. I think Ant's going to do great. I think Luka's going to be in there. Giannis, of course. You're going to have Jokic. You're going to bunch these guys. You're going to have Brunson in there. You got SGA, of course. J-Dub, I'm going to talk about this first. I don't think J-Dub should have made an All-NBA team last season. He's not that good. Like, he's a great player. Love him. Well, love watching him. He's got a great attitude. He played in the playoffs with a broken wrist. Scored 40. Great player. But an All-NBA caliber player, he was not that last season. He was great. Great on both sides of the ball. He did great things, but I just don't think he really was that guy. I think there was a bunch of guys that, you know, had it over him. So, you know, that's my take on that. And I'm going to touch on one more thing before I kind of end my first podcast. And I want to thank you guys for tuning in and, you know, listening. If there is anyone, or I'm just talking to myself, oh, well, I enjoyed talking to myself, enjoyed talking some NBA. I don't care. Oh, well, I think my boy Casey will tune in here. Hopefully he doesn't criticize me too bad, but I know I'll get some comments. But, oh, well, hey, if you're not going to do it, whatever. Take the criticism. Go on. Keep doing it. Whatever. The best people to succeed take the criticism and keep going. So that's what I'm trying to do, trying to keep it going. But the last thing I'm going to touch on in the NBA is kind of my sleeper. Like a couple sleeper teams, I think Pelicans picking up Poole. They got that rookie coming in, the rookie center. I think they'll be good. I think Poole needs to get back to his Warriors days. But question is, will he really? I don't know. That's tough because he doesn't have that mentorship again. Zion's always in and out. That team could be great and could be god awful. They could be so bad. I swear to God. I don't know. They could be really good or just, you know, be bottom of the league again. And then, you know, another team. I think the Kings really have to make a move. I don't think they're a sleeper. I don't know why I'm even mentioning them right now because they lost De'Aaron. And they really don't have much. They got Keegan Murray and Sabonis. Yeah, you're not doing much. But just another team I want to fret on is the Blazers, honestly. Blazers, they don't look bad. The Warriors played really well when Jimmy was on the floor. I think that's a team that they're going to make the playoffs because of Steph every year. They're going to make the playoffs, dude. He is so good. But with Jimmy, I think if Jimmy plays a full season with them and if they can somehow keep Kuminga happy and healthy and want to play and actually give him good minutes, I think they could be really, really good this season. So I think the Warriors, yeah, they're going to be good. Rockets, I think the Rockets are going to be top again. They got a great team. They picked up KD. That's not a sleeper team. We all know that. Timberwolves going to be in there. Nuggets going to be in the mix. I think the Celtics are a sleeper team. A lot of people count them out without Tatum. I said this earlier. Brown's primed to win MVP. He's got all the tools behind him to do it. We got a bunch of different rookies that are coming in for this team. So I think they're a sleeper team. The Pacers, I just don't think they have the capabilities to be like make a great playoff push. But I think they'll be play-in or better. just because the East is so slim. Knicks are going to be in there. The Cavs are probably going to be one again. The Bucks are kind of in a tough decision. You know, they lost Dame. They still have Giannis, so they still have Kuzma. Who loves Kuzma? Nobody. Nobody loves Kuzma because he is terrible. He played for the Wizards for a while. But I also think the Wizards are actually creating a great team, which I know. The Wizards, whoa. I think they have so much potential. They have all these young guys, and you're telling me they're not going to be good? Yeah, no, you're lying to me. They're going to be good. They're not going to be good this year. They're probably not going to be good for a couple years. They might even surprise us, make a playoff push, like not this year, but next year. I'm just saying they're a sleeper on my watch. I think they got something. The Hornets, LaMelo's too inconsistent. He refuses to wear ankle braces. Wear some ankle braces, LaMelo. You got some glass feet over there. It's okay. Curry had the same problem. Figure it out. Work on your ankles. Get back to healthy and win some damn games. That's what I say. I think, yeah, LaMelo, Brandon Miller, those guys. Brandon Miller could make a huge jump too. I think that's something that we could see. Let's think. Another team that I'm the Mavs. I think the Mavs will be good. They're going to be in playoff contention, especially when Kyrie comes back. Especially if he can stay as shifty, which I doubt he's going to be as shifty as he was. But it's Kyrie. Everybody knows Kyrie. He's going to come in hot, come in swinging. Yeah, he going to be good. He's going to be fine. We're not going to have to worry about him at all. So just worrying about his timetable more than anything. But yeah, so I'm touching on those a little bit. If you're tuning in, let me know what you want to hear me talk about next time. Let me know about what topics you want me to fret on. You know, a couple things that I can talk about next time and dive deeper into. I didn't really get to dive deep into anything too crazy. And surprisingly, my first ever podcast is going to be over 20 minutes, which I don't know. I think that might be unheard of for a first podcast, especially someone by themselves. So, you know, here we go. Tune in. If you hear this, hell yeah, shout out my boy Casey, come on. If he made it here, I don't know if he's gonna listen to this whole thing. It's long. He ain't got time for that. He's a big boy now. He got a job, so we'll see what happens. But just want to thank you for tuning in to Crack a Sports Talk, man. And you know, if you like it, give me a shout out, say what's up, and you know, I'll see y'all next time.